4. Sciences of Detection. The following extract is from a novel based on a true story of a murder case in Ireland for which a man was hanged. It was to be the final hanging on the island. Here, the body of a 19-year-old Pearl Gamble has just been discovered after a dance the previous night. The local police are already working the case, and returning from London, Detective Eddie McCrink joins the investigation.
In the morning, he drove down through the woebegone roundabouts and artificial lakes of Craigavon, its stained concrete overpasses and shuttered estates, its hinterland of failed civics. John Spears was waiting for him outside Corrie Square station. He hadn't seen Spears since he'd left Belfast for London 20 years before. Spears' skin had a grey hue. He looked ashen, exhausted, an apostle of bad faith. He shook McCrink's hand.
"Good to see they're keeping an eye on us, sending the big city boys down," Spears said,
letting McCrink know there was no way around the resentment, that there would be a subtle and lasting rancour. "It's your case, John," McCrink said.
"You must have put the Crusader sword away then," Spears said.
"A long time ago. Maybe we should proceed?" Pearl's body had been concealed at Weir's Rock. Her clothing had been discarded between Damley Cross and the murder scene. Spears had made inventory of the clothing. McCrink noted the labels. The word Ladybird on the slip. Playtex on her brassiere. The nubbed fabric. Ledgerby. There were things he didn't understand about women. How they measured themselves and what rule they used. McCrink wondered if that was why her clothing had been removed. If the man who had killed her had found himself in study of these garments. If he had strained for understanding of them like a medieval theologian. Head bent over an unfolded codex.
"This is Sergeant Johnston," Spears said.
Johnston was a stocky man in his 50s, the kind of provincial policeman that McCrink had expected. Jowly, resentful, shrewd. "Where was she that night?"
"At a class of a hop in a hall. We have to buy. We have him nailed for you. Just haven't took him in yet."
"Who are you looking at?"
"Local hood by the name McGladdery. He's got some form. Convictions for breach of the peace and the like."
"Any sexual previous?" McCrink asked.
"Not recorded, anyhow. I'd say he was just working his way up to it."
"Any witnesses place him there?"
"The whole town knows McGladdery was at the dance. Him and Will Copeland. The two of them full of drink. He got up to dance with the victim. Pawn her, by all accounts. Hands all over her."
"Common enough at a dance, I would have thought," McCrink said.
"There's common and there's common. McGladdery takes off after the dance and nobody sees him till the next day. There's a bicycle missing from outside the hall. We reckon he took it," Johnston said. "He spent time in London. He's into bodybuilding and the like," Spears said.
"We should pick him up," Johnston said.
"No," McCrink said.
"Leave him out there. Give him the chance to slip up. But we need to start interviewing the witnesses. Bring them up here."
"We can do it in Corrie Square."
"I'd suggest doing it in Queen Street. Off the home patch."
"Who found her?"
"Some boy out walking greyhounds. He seen clothing by the side of the road. There's bloodstains between the field and the road. By the look of the face, he bust her nose and she took to the fields."
"I got out of London to get away from this," McCrink said. "There's no getting away from any of it anymore," Johnston said. "As thou sowest, so shall thee reap."
"Spare us the tent mission, Sergeant," Spears said. "I seen it written on a gable on the way up to Weir's Rock."
"Don't tell us we're in that territory," said McCrink.
"Clean living to a man. You worked this kind of case before," Spears said.
"I did." McCrink thought about the girl sprawled in the reeking grass. "In London. Toms killed and dumped."
"Toms?"
"Prostitutes.